Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. David Ellenwood is here. David is a new friend. He's a longtime sales professional. He's been around for a few years in sales and marketing, and especially in the healthcare world. And he saw an opportunity. He saw a niche that was unfilled, and he decided to become an entrepreneur and fill that niche, and he did that. He launched a company called Sunny Days In-Home Care. He's been doing that now for a few years, and he's learned a few things. We've asked him to join us and share some of those with us. Welcome to the show. Are you there?
Yes, I lost you for a second.
There you go. Welcome to the show, David. So tell us, I want to know what you were thinking when you decided to leave your regular job, which you'd been successful at, and start your own company. I remember there's a country song by Dierks Bentley titled, "I Know What I Was Feeling, But What Was I Thinking?"
Yes.
Did you ever have those moments?
Absolutely, all the time.
So what were you thinking in those days when you were making the change, when you were deciding to go over to the dark side and another business, not getting a paycheck?
I lost you.
What were you thinking?
Well, there's a lot of things that were going through my mind. I guess I wasn't probably thinking clearly to some degree. I was actually unemployed. Let go from a recent company, even though I had been performing pretty well with my band. Well, we were in the my wife was 53, and she was working full time. We thought, you know, this business, this type of care, this type of a need out there is not being done very well, not being done right.
This was a niche that you saw.
Exactly. It wasn't being done for the right reasons, so felt like we could do it better. Felt like we could do it with the right attitude and the right care. So we decided we're going to try to do this, my wife and I. And we weren't sure what to do. Got trained and went forward with this thing.
Well, tell us what the niche was that you saw.
It was taking care of people in their homes and doing it with an attitude of caring. There was a lot of people doing it, but not doing it. They were doing it just to try to make a dollar. And instead of trying to help people, and yes, you can make a good living doing this, but why not make a good living and take care of people the right way? And that was our thought.
I will tell you something. Having took after my mother and my father in the last years of their life, the people who do what you do, it's not a job, it's not a profession, it's not a business. It's a calling, because you're doing God's work, and if you're not in it for that, then you need to go do something else.
Absolutely. I tell my caregivers that every day. I couldn't do it full time. It's difficult.
It's tough. I could not
be a caregiver. I give them all sorts of credit.
I'm telling you, I got to say this, David. After being around the people who looked after my family, my parents, those people who do that year after year, day after day, and continue to do it with grace and dignity, there's a special place in heaven for those people.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. It is a hard place to be.
So anyway, I want to thank you for what you do, for making what you do available. But you've learned some things as a business owner, and I want to talk about that.
Okay.
What's the most important thing you learned as a business owner?
I learned that you never take each day for granted. You never take it without the understanding that you don't have any idea what today is going to bring.
Right. Expect the unexpected.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's the only way to. It's the only way to do business. The only way to live life when you're doing this type of a thing.
But would you agree with me when I say that that sometimes you're surprised about things that you didn't have to be surprised about? You could have foreseen that if you'd just been a little bit more self-aware, a little bit more aware, and maybe weren't doing crisis management. You actually were managing your business a little better. You can minimize the unexpected, can't you?
You can, and that comes through experience, though, as well as anything else.
Right.
And I think it comes through research. It comes, you can prepare yourself with doing the right things, with doing the research, with asking the right questions, asking the right people the right questions. Yes.
Right. So if you expect the unexpected, that means there's no room for sissies in this job, doesn't it?
That is true. That is true. It's not easy.
Talk to us about that.
Well, you have to work hard. You go into this type of a business, and you have to understand that if you want it to last, because there's a lot of people that do this. There's a lot of people that do this, but there's a lot of people that do it for a short period of time because they weren't going into it with their eyes wide open and understanding
right.
that you have got to work hard. You've got, just like anything else, you have got to establish a firm foundation. And I worked 24/7 for the first year of this of this business, establishing something.
How long did you go before you took a paycheck?
It was probably at least, it wasn't bad. It was probably 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
yeah, we did pretty well, believe it or not.
Yeah, so, no, that's good. That's good. But still, yeah. A lot of people out there thinking about starting a business, they just choked when you said 4 or 5 months.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's you, again, you go in with your eyes wide open. You have to understand those things.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not prepared to work hard, if you can't deal with the concept of deferred gratification, you probably need to check in. You need to clock in tomorrow, don't you, somewhere?
Absolutely. You're not an entrepreneur. You're not
ready.
You're not willing to take those. That's right. Exactly right.
You're not ready for prime time. And you got to give it your all, too, don't you?
You do. I did everything when I first started the caregiving. We had it was 24/7 days a week in the first 30 days. I was doing that and going home and trying to build a business. It was crazy, but I had to do it and I did it.
Right. No, that's exactly right. You know, I have producers who do my show, put my show together now, but for years I did it myself, all of it. And I mean, several years, 5, 6, 7 years, I did it all by myself and putting the show together. And so that's one way you know how to manage people too. By the way, quick break. More, we're going to talk about growth with David Ellenworth after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.